Welcome to Mortgage Insights, bringing you the latest updates on all the property and finance hot topics. Here's your host, Andrew Myrams.
Hi, thanks for joining me. I thought I'd have a chat to you all about investors and the current media speculation that's going on in the market at the moment. Property markets are being fueled by this mad rush by investors to get into the market and to buy things. So I'm not sure that's quite the case. I'm not sure that all the data and all the media and the scaremongering is 100% accurate. Sure, it's a great time to borrow for an investment property at the moment. Rates are at record lows and that cost of money for people to get into the market if they're in or if they're already in the market to buy that second, third, fourth, fifth, however many property it is. Of course it makes sense when rates are low and property market is strong to be getting into the market. That makes absolute sense. The media speculation and what APRA and less so ASIC, but the Reserve Bank are also flagging is the rise and rise of investor activity in buying, I guess, some substandard stock. I guess there's worries about that. There's also worries about the massive invasion of our Chinese friends and things like that that are coming in and flooding the market with their money. I'm not sure that's quite the case either. The real concerns that APRA has is, are banks secured in the case of another fall? Are clients secured in the case of another fall? And primarily what they're targeting is high LVR loans. So an LVR is the loan to value ratio that you take on your. Now, traditionally, banks in Australia, we like to have an 80% ratio. And what that means is if your house is worth $500,000, 80% of that is $400,000. The bank will lend you that quite comfortably today. All Australian lenders will do that. No questions asked. And why they ask for you to have 20% plus your stamp duty and other costs in there is that is their margin. That is their safety net for markets moving. Because markets do move all the time. They go up, they go down. What we don't always hear is the times when they're going down. We don't track them like a share. We track property prices only when they've gone up. The reality is every day property prices are being affected. It's just not reported daily, unlike the share market, which you get a report on the news or in the paper every single day. So what are the regulators trying to guard against? They're really trying to guard against the high LVR loans, and that's at 90% and beyond. So again, in that same situation, now we're only putting in 10% capital. So that $500,000 property has a loan of $450,000 on it again. Then you've got your higher LVRs again at 95%. So your loan would be at $475,000 against your $500,000 property. Now that has a concern. If you think about, there's not much margin for error in there. If the market goes down, that's where people end up with what we call negative equity. It doesn't necessarily matter in the short term if clients are in it for a long-term proposition. And any investing in property should really be for the long-term. But if you're in for the short-term or you then go to change or your circumstance changes and you need to sell that property, and all of a sudden the property's worth $450,000 but you've got a $475,000 loan at a 95, that's what the regulators have a real concern about. How strict, how prudent are our lenders being and all the people that are borrowing these money, how prudent are they being in terms of making sure that there's not a negative downturn, there's not negative equity, there's not a bad result. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, let's talk about financial buffers. Have we got people that are rushing out and investing everything they've got in their last penny into trying to get something out of 95 or a 90% LVR and not having enough margin or enough cash flow or enough backup cash reserves to be able to support it? What we call that here at Intuitive Finance is a financial buffer. Having some room to move, that if the markets move or your circumstances change, having your own little bank to call upon to be able to fund your property investment in the short term, might be for a year or 2 years or 3 years even, but having some equity there, having a buffer to be able to protect you through the bad times as well as then enjoying the good. So the regulators are worried that people are rushing out and buying because the rates are low and property's good and things like that. They're rushing out and not having enough buffer, not having a backup plan there in place. And the third thing that regulators are really cautious about is, in conjunction with those higher LVR loans, is interest only. So people not actually repaying them. Now, I think it's a prudent measure by people growing their portfolio to take interest-only loans. It's just what they want to be sure is that there are other reserves, there are other ways. There's only two ways to repay a loan, and that is either from your capital and your income, so to be able to be repaying it on a weekly, fortnightly, monthly basis from your own income sources, or the only other way, probably unless a bit of luck's involved with a tax lotto ticket, the only other way, of course, is then through the sale of that asset or another asset. So actually selling down some of your capital. That's less preferable because we all know that property is a long-term investment. So the longer we can hold it, the better that we should be in the market. So really, the interest-only loan is not as big an issue until we get up to our higher LVR loans. And if that client doesn't have a financial buffer, they're the real areas that the regulators are targeting. They're the real areas of concern. And that's where I think we'll see some tightening just in that really top end of the market. Otherwise, the rest of our investors, the rest of our market, the rest of our people should be quite comfortable and confident that the market will continue, borrowing will still be available, and we can all get on with hopefully growing our portfolios. I hope that explains some of the media hype around investors and the strength of the investor market and why the media might be speculating and the regulators have some concern. It's only a smaller percentage. And that can cause issues. The smaller percentage, they will regulate against that. Not anytime soon, maybe in 2015, maybe in 2016. It does tend to take some time to get these measures right. But that's what the target is. For the rest of us, let's keep building our property portfolios. Cheers for now.
Are you into Twitter? Look us up and give us a follow. We scour the country for the best online property market and finance resources and share them on our feed. It's a fantastic way to keep on top of things.
The financial industry is a dynamic industry, continually evolving and changing. Whilst every effort has been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this podcast, no guarantee is given that the information contained herein is currently correct. To the extent permitted by law, Intuitive Finance accepts no responsibility or liability for any loss or damage whatsoever, including direct and indirect, to any person arising from the use or reliance on the information contained in this podcast.